So the Gemara says, Ula Abaye Potter, that's where we're picking it up. Ula Abaye Potter. The Gemara said before the Nachmina between Abaye and Rava, I'll leave it there, Nachmina and Akana was Bazar Shachal Shuma. That according to Abaye, Lahalacha, we don't hold like Nachmina and Akana. So Zar Shachal Shuma, Zar Shachal Shuma is altogether doesn't have any kinyan with the Rav Mine. Maybe that has to be qualified. If it was Bahashra, then there's Malkus. Then there's a different kind of Kimli Drabne. Malkus and Maman also has a Kimli Drabne. But here we're not talking with it was Hashra. So the Kimli Drabne here is nothing. Is because of the Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Halacha Misa B'dei Shemayim doesn't create Kimli Drabne. But the Koyin of Nechuni Ben Akona, that's the Machalik. It's a Bayan Yovo. It was Nechuni Ben Akona only by Kars, or even by Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara had said before, the Nafkamina is Pazash Ochal Truma. According to Abaye, there's a Kimli Drabne. And according to Rava, there is a not. In fact, the Gemara, Ulabai, Potter, according to Abai, Zash, Ochal, Truma, Taka, has a din of Kimeli, Bedrabine. The Omer Rechisto, but Rechisto said, Maybe of the Chuni Ben Akona, the Koine, the Chelbo, Shul Chaberoi, the Acholo, Shul Chayiv. But the Chuni Ben Akona said that if somebody got this Chaylev, Chaylev is Chorus, Avada, the Chuni Ben Akona certainly holds it by Chorus, this Kimeli, Bedrabine. Nonetheless, Rechisto is Mechadish, that by going to Chelbo Shul Chaberoi V'Acholoi, he's Chayiv, but I don't say Kimli Drabinei, even according to him, the Chuni Ben Akona, Shekvan is Chayiv B'Gneva, Koidim Shabo, L'Dei Yisra Chaylev, because the Chiyuv Koras and the Chiyuv Moment are not simultaneous. The minute he picks up the Chaylev, he becomes a Ganav. He's now Chayiv to pay for the Chaylev, no matter what happens to the Chaylev, even if the Chaylev is struck by lightning, but he has Chiyuv B'Gneva, he has to pay for the Chaylev. The Chiyuv Koras only happens when he eats the Chaylev. So, since it's not simultaneous, so that's the chiddush of Rav Nechuni ben of Rav Chisda, that since it's not simultaneous, later on will be in the next arm, there will be a discussion about that. But why does that kiru tzarech achila? But akoponim, since it's not simultaneous, so you don't say kimlei v'derabimine. Alma the meidna da'ag be'kanyo v'shayim anash lehavi ad da'ochele. Hachanami fek the Gemara be'idna da'ag be'kanyo. When he picks up the truma, he's kind of the truma. And that's when he has already, so the Chiyuv Mamon should kick in right away when he picked it up. Chiyuv Gneva should kick in right then. And the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim only happens when he swallows the Truma. So the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim is not simultaneous with the Chiyuv Mamon. So why should there be, even according to Abaye, why should there be Kimlei B'Derabimine? Parenthetically, the Chayim is kind of Chisto. Why did Rav Chisda say his memra only in Rav Nechuni ben Akona? Rav Nechuni ben Akona, that's very academic. It's not lahalacha b'chal. We don't pass like Rav Nechuni ben Akona. Rav Chisda could have told me the same chiddush din mamish. Rav Chisda could have told me lahalacha. If somebody ate chaylev b'mezid b'hasra, so he has a chiyuv malchus. So Malkus patas from Baman lahalacha. That's the din of Teirish Shosik. So why didn't Rav Chisda say that we're that lahalacha that maidim everybody maidim kuli alma begoinev chelboi shel chaveroi viacholoi b'mezid v'hasroha that he's chayiv Maman even though he has a chiyuv Malkus shekvar is chayiv v'gneva koidim shiobu with a chiyuv Malkus. Same chiddush that the minute he picks it up he's chayiv, he has a chiyuv Neva. The chiyuv Malkus doesn't kick in until he swallows it. So no, there's no kimli drabine. Mamish the same bang for the buck. If Chisda could get in saying it lahalacha, and instead he says it he could have said it in a case where there was b'meisid v'hasra, and it'll be negay lahalacha. And instead, if Chisda said the case in the case where there was no hasra and there's no malchus, but there's a chiyuv koras, and then he has to come out to have the chuni ben akona, might have the chuni ben akona, but going to chel bishul chaveret. That's a very strange thing. Okay, we don't have any. We don't have right now, I think, enough information to even deal with it intelligently. But that's a shaila. It's a problem, in Rav Chisda. So anyway, so the basic problem in Gemara is getting back to the track of the sugya. So the Gemara's question is, Rav Chisda tells me this new principle that it has to be simultaneous, and Mela, if you have Kinyonig Neva before the Chiyuv Misavation, before the Chiyuv Koras is kicked in, there's no Kiyuv Lidrabine, so Achanami, so the Chor by Zash Achal Tumma should be the same thing. The Chiyuv Gneva should kick in before the Chiyuv Misa happens when he swallows it. The Chiyuv Gneva, the Chor happened long before. The minute he picks it up, So why should there be kimlei? Why should there be kimlei b'dirapimine? So the goal of the sugya is to construct a case where there will be no chiyuv mamon until he finishes eating it. But the chiyuv mamon will first kick in when it goes down the hatch. In other words, we need to set up a case where there are no chiyuv gneva. The chiyuv gneva are, we somehow walk around, we get around there being any chiyuv gneva. And if we can get around and so on, we're looking to construct some kind of case where there are not going to be any chiyuv gneva. And in Mela, when will the chiyuv mamon happen? The chiyuv mamon will happen when it goes down into his stomach. What chiyuv mamon will happen when it goes down into his stomach? If we're going to set up cases where it was talk of the chaveri and so on, where he's not doing any maisik neva, so what chiyuv mamon is there when it goes down into his stomach? That's not a maisik neva. So Rashi explains, we'll see inside later, but Rashi explains that what chiyuv mamon are we going to have when it goes down into his stomach? Hanos meyav. There's a concept of nene. Nene is some of the more obscure, mysterious concepts in Chashim Mishpat, that we have gemara in a few places that we're even in a place where you don't have chiyuvei gzeila, but you don't have chiyuvei mazik, and all of the normal chiyuvim that we're familiar with from being mavis sedra from chumash don't apply. But nonetheless, if you're nene, you have to pay for the not the full value of the thing, but you have to pay the value of the hano. For example, you have the gemara in Baba Kama in Daf Yates. The Gemara says Shem b'shus rabim is potum. Shem regular only chay b'shus yochad. The potum b'shus rabim. Nonetheless, so you don't have the regular chiyuv shor mazik. You don't have by shem b'shus rabim. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that if his animal eats somebody else's food b'shus rabim, so he doesn't have to pay the full value because there's no chiyuv shem. There's no chiyuv mazik. But mshal mashenene. Maisa, he has a hanah. The Balaam have hanah. They don't have to give their animal supper that night because the animal came home full from the other fellow's apples. So Mimela, he doesn't. He has to pay the value. The Balaam have to pay the value of the hanah. What's the value of the hanah? That's a sugya there. It may start in Brazil. Whatever the supper, you know, whatever the value of his not having to, of his not having whatever the whatever the hanah to the Balaam, that he doesn't have to feed the animal that night. So that much he has to pay. That's a chiyuv nene. Or you have, you also have the Gemara there about Kama about Dar B'chotzes Chaver Shlomi Daitoy. But the sugya is Nenev Zoli Chosa. Somebody has a house, it's sitting empty, and I go and I squat and I spend the night in his house. And so a sugya, I have to pay for it. If he's not Chosa, we'll talk later about Chosa, but I'll Kapanim. I have to pay. Why do I have to pay? I wasn't Mazikim, didn't hurt. I was very careful, didn't hurt anything. I left it as clean as when I went in. So I wasn't Mazik, I didn't steal or garnished. So why do I have to pay? Asana. You have a sugya makif and nikif. We had him in Baba Basra. That's also a sugya of nene. Somebody's makif is chaverim and dalaruchas. He builds a fence around his property. So the guy has to pay what he was nene. What the hano of the kaisel is worth to him. It's also a sugya of nene. And here we have by Agamar. The Rishonim called Agamar. Tochav lechaverim the beis ablia. That somebody sticks some chaylev down my throat. And there was no maisig name involved. I didn't shoot. I didn't pick it up. I didn't do anything. I was purely passive. Nonetheless, when the chaylev gets down into my stomach and I have hanos meyayim, I have to pay. As Rashi explains, I don't pay the value of the chaylev because I'm not a ganav. I'm not a mazik. I'm not a ganav because I didn't do anything. The other guy did it. But the hanah, he has to pay. So here we have this new concept of paying for hanah. This talk the chaylev matzuch, the chaylev that grapple. What exactly is the nature of this chiyuv? Not a chiyuv mazik, not a chiyuv gazlan. So where does it even come from? What is it? Why do I have to pay the hanah? Not so clear. Basically, the shaila is what there's the shaila is one way to understand it is maybe the pashut way to understand it is that it's a kind of mimoni gabach. That even though I didn't steal and I didn't do it, but it's but since at the end of the day I accrued, sorry, I'm a nana, I accrued some kind of value over here because I got I know it has value. But I accrued some kind of value at your expense. Right, I accrued some kind of value at your expense. That's not supposed to, because the value that I could might be more than your expense. as you'll see in Asagir. But like Akaponim, one approach is that since I accrued some kind of value, and that value, that Hanoah, came from you, it came from your chaylev, it came from your food that I animalate, so some kind of value accrued to my pocketbook from you. So that's like it's like some kind of value passed from your bank account to my bank account without your permission, and I have to restore it to you. That's Mimoni Gabach, like Hashavas Aveinu. You know, you have money in the bank, you have payers that have a certain value, you have chaylev with a certain value, and that those payers and that chaylev are not here, but some of its value has gone into my bank account. Because now I didn't have to give my animal supper. Now I had a delicious meal of chaylev in my stomach, which has some kind of value to me. So to the extent that I have value in my pocket, hanoah in my pocket, so to speak, that I got from you, so I have to restore you. That's what the chayim call memayni gavoch. My mammon is by you. So even if you're not a ganav, and you're not a ganav, you're not a mazik, you don't have any of those other chiyuvim, but you have to give me back the value that's sitting in your pocket that came from my pocket. That's what one way to understand. It opens up a lot of questions. I'm not saying this is such a clear way to understand it, but that's one way to understand it. Or alternatively, there's some kind of nuchiyuv nene that's not das memayni gavoch and comes from somewhere else. Reb Shimon and Shari Yosha, he wants to bring raya that it's not midin memayni gavoch. That nene is not midin memayni gavoch. And he says that no, it's a new parsha, it's a new chiddush in the Torah of achi of nene. Where does it come from? So Reb Shimon says, he says that it comes from Me'ilo. We derive from Me'ilo, just like by Me'ilo, you have to pay hektish the hanoah. You see that if you're not nene, if you just mazik hektish, then you don't have a parsha of mila. The minute you're nene from hektish, then some new parsha kicks in of mila. So that's like a paradigm that you have to pay for. You have to pay for hano. It's like it's commotion v'yagur. Bakapanim, it's not actually right now. I don't know that we're going to spend time on the nature of the chi of nene. But just to know, basically speaking. I think we'll see later on. I didn't think we were going to spend a lot of time on Zasha Chalchum either, so you never know what could happen. But I'm not planning to spend a lot of time on the nature of the Chiyah Nenah. When we learned about the Basra, we did the Sugya Makif and Nikif. I don't know, is anybody here still from then? So we spent some time on the nature of the Chiyah Nenah. The Shurim and Baba Basra, in the first paragraph, I have this from Myra McClemens on the nature of the Chiyah Nenah, if you want to look it up. But Al Kapanin, Unyanenu, let's just know that. Just be able to reference that there's two tzadim in the chiyuv of nene. One is that it's a chiyuv of memayni gavoch, and one is that no, it's a new parsha mechudeshes. There's mazik, this chiyuv of mazik, this chiyuv of gazlin, this chiyuv of nene. If you're nene, you have a chiyuv. The emes Rebbe Ochber has a hor. Maybe I'll mention it even now. Rebbe Ochber has a hor. If we're going to say that nene is midin memayni gavoch, so Rebbe Ochber has a hor that it's a. That if that's the case, that it comes out from Asugya, a Mardik, a Chiddush that Rebbe Ochber thinks is very surprising, that this Kimli B'Dirav Minei and Memani Gabach. But the Agamor says, the bottom line Agamor is that the Chiv over here is Nene, and according to Abai, according to Mnuchun Yiben Akona, you potter from Nene because of Kimli B'Dirav Minei. You see that Kimli B'Dirav Minei potters from Chiv Nene. So Rebbe Ochber really has a question. He says, if Nene is just Memani Gabach, your money is sitting in my, your money has transferred from your bank account to my bank account. But at the same time, I became Chayiv Misa. That gets me out of having to be Meshiv. It gets me out of like the Rebbe Ochber said, what if the Moshe borrowed money from you, and at the moment that I borrowed the money, I was also Chayiv Misa? So would we say Kim L'Rabbeinu? It's not a Gemara anywhere, but Rebbe Ochber thinks intuitively that that's not Kim L'Rabbeinu. Kim L'Rabbeinu means that I can't, that when two Chiyuvim are triggered, the Chiyuv Misa prevents the Chiyuv Mammon from kicking in. He says, this is not a chiyuv, not something like a chiyuv that's being chal on me. Your money is sitting by me. If I have to give it back to you. So that's Rebbe Ochber's horror here, that if you say nene is a new kind of chiyuv, it's not due to memayni gavoch, so then it's not an issue. But if you learn that nene is a chiyuv memayni gavoch, so that's very surprising. Could be that it's true, but it's surprising that this kim l'derabine even on a chiyuv of memayni gavoch. Yeah. The what? Oh, my Baba Machteris. When it's be'en. Right, when it's be'en, everybody gets to give back. Mice, when it's be'en.
That's his right to give back, but he and Rav is because he envisions Hashavah somehow as the
Or he's your kainit. He holds your kainit. And therefore that's right. I mean, that's for sure. I don't think it's possible to imagine that if I walk into your house and I walk out with, well, no, that's good for that sugya. Right. That's probably possible, Marshall. That if I pick up an aveda. And at the moment that I picked up the Aveda, I was also mischayev benafshi. I still have to give back the Aveda. Because that's kind of new chiv that I got, Vashavas Aveda, without which I would be allowed to keep this. It's your property. Aveda, there's nothing to make it mine. It's your property. I have a mitzvah Vashavas Aveda. Without the mitzvah Vashavas Aveda, I wouldn't have to go looking for you. But if you come looking for me, Aveda, I have to give it back to you. So what does that do with Kimmelid Rabbinic? So Rachbez, always that Lachorid, this is like that. It's like Vashavas Aveda. Your money is sitting by me. So your value, it's an intangible, but Lamaisa, your value is sitting by me. And I did nothing to be koinet, I wasn't a ganev, I don't have kinyon igneva. You're right, in both machares, maybe this chiyuv igneva, so it might be different. But here I have no chiyuv igneva because I didn't pick it up, it was tochav lechaveri, I did nothing. So I have no kinyon igneva, no kinyon igneva over here, no kinyon igzelo. Yeah, so that's what Machares ha'or over here. Hey, we're not just flagging right now, we haven't even started. Yeah.
Just like a basic question. What about the case of Zen?
Since I got value living in this chaser, I got value. And with the guy's not chaser. So first of all, we're asking Zenen of Zloy chaser stakapota. Maybe that's good for the pshat. That the guy has to be chaser in order for the Rebbe Yemeini Gavach. And the other side is that even if he's not chaser, but since I got value out of his house, I am the richer. I have a certain, I had this night. I had the hanah of being in this hotel for the night, and I got that hanah. I accumulated that hanah. Well, I accumulated that hanah out of your property. So even though you're at Snowskin, even though you're not chaser, but nonetheless, that's still that I accrued value without permission. I accrued value out of your property, and that's cool that your value is sitting by me.
It's very different than the other
cases. Because you're Well, that's the shahad if you need chaser. That's the shahad that is like chaser. Is there a chiyuv there when you're not chaser? It's going to be negated to our Gemara as well. It's actually going to be very negated to our Gemara. We're going to get into it later. I don't want to, again. Yeah, I mean, it's very clear. It's very obscure. The whole thing's very, it's not clear. There is a concept, maybe I already mentioned now, there is a concept that you have in the Gemara called Mishtashi. Mishtashile. That's more clearly a case of a kind of reminding of a chmeshtashile means the muscle. The Gemara says that let's say I have truma, payers of truma, which I've not yet given to the kohanim. It's mamon hashevet. So if I'm mazikit, someone chulin kuflam alav. So if I'm mazikit, mazik matnas kuna. So I'm potter because mamon she'en leitayim. Because no kohen could take me. All the kohanim can't get together as a and have a party. What do they call it today? When many people to get together to sue somebody. A class action, right? They don't have an halacha. There's no class action suit. So you need a particular kohen to come and be tevei miladin, and there is no kohen who can be tevei miladin because no kohen over here has any particular standing. So I'm potter. But says the Gemara, what would happen if Harisha onsu beis hamelech garne? Means I have to pay taxes, and so the IRS comes collect my taxes, and they go over to my barn and they see there's a big pile of truma. So they just take the truma for my tax debt. So then says the Gemara, then you have to pay the kohanim. You have to that value that you saved on your tax return, because you used the truma that the money the kohanim to pay for it. That you have to pay for it, and that's called mishtashile. Mishtashile means you were marviach. You were marviach. You saved on your taxes with the kohanim's money. And he says that's tantamount to, the Rishonim explain that the reason that's tantamount to, if you would take the Truman, you would sell it. You would then have to, whatever value you got, you would have to give some out to the Kohanim. You maybe could choose your own Kohanim, but you would have to. Yes, that's a good. Why is it different than Mazik? If you Mazik the Truma, it's Maman Shein Leitovim. If you sell the Truma, I think the pshat is when you sell the Truma, if you Mazik the Truma, so you taka have a chiyuv. If somebody would tevei you and base, then you have a chiyuv to pay. But who's going to be tevei you and base? There's no claim to be tevei you. But when you sell the Truma, now there's money here. That's the money that was realized by the Truma. That's not your money. That money is the Kohanim's money. So that already, you have sitting by you money that belongs to the Kohanim. So that doesn't matter. It's Mamashen L'Tayvim. On that money, there's a chiyuv. To that money, you have money that belongs to Shevet Kuna sitting by you. That money you have to give to the Kohanim. What?
Would it be like almost like a
pidyon?
The money now becomes
truma. No, money doesn't become truma. It's no pidyon. The tax collectors took my truma. I don't think there's a pidyon over here. That wouldn't even be mishashulet. The idea is that this money, if I sell the truma, sell it to a goy, whatever, I sell the truma, the truma realized money. So that money is basically the kohen's money. Because that's money that was paid for the truma. So it's like I sold somebody else's property. That money belongs to the kohanim. If that money belongs to the kohanim, then I have to give it to the kohanim. I'm not sure if it's in the Shavu Savedu or there's a chiv nesina. It's just the truma itself had a chiv nesina. So that chiv nesina, that transfers to the money. I think there is a raid like that in the Rishonim, that the chi of Nesina, the Yav and the Truma, now transfers to the money. So the Gemara says Mishtashle is the same thing. If I don't have to pay my taxes because the Beis HaMelech took the Truma instead of my money, so now Kiilu, the Kohen's money is sitting in my pocket and I have a chi of Nesina and that money. That's called Mishtashle. So there's a Shaila, is that the same as the Nin of Nen, or that's a different principle? So the Tzais, there's a Tzais in Simon Reish Menvov, he says that it's a different principle, has different rules. He says, Mishtashilei, the Marshal Taisus has a kasha. Taisus asks, if there's a Taisus of Leir and Kuflamad Aleph and Chulun, Taisus asks, so by if I ate Matnas Kuna, the Gemara says, Mazik Matnas Kuna, or if you eat Matnas Kuna, so you don't have to pay. Because it's more than Shem Latayim. In fact, Taisus, but it's Mishtashilei. Because I don't have to have supper. I mean, I'm sorry, because I saved on my supper bill. What's the difference, Taisus asks? What's the difference? On the one hand, it says that Mazik Matnas Kuna, so Mishnah, Mazik Matnas Kuna, or Eichel Matnas Kuna, you don't have to pay, because it's Mamun Shein L'Tayvim. On the other hand, Onsu Beis HaMelech, you do have to pay, because you saved money on your taxes. So that money, Kilu, you have money sitting in your bank account that was earmarked for taxes, and now the Kohanim have paid it for you, so that you have to give to the Kohanim. So asks Taisus, so why don't you say the same thing when you eat the truma? Now you save on your supper bill. You would have to lay out money for supper. What's the difference? You have to lay out money for taxes. You have to lay out money for supper. Now you don't have to lay out money for supper because you just ate. You just had a meal of truma. So Taisus says, no, that's not called mishtashilei, because you could have gone hungry. You didn't have to have supper at all. So it's not a clear profit. Taxes, we know nothing in life is certain except death and taxes, right? Taxes, you would have had to pay no matter what. So that's a clear profit. The money of the Kohanim has gone into your pocket because you have a. There's no Shiloh. You would have had to pay the taxes, and instead the Kohanim paid the taxes, so now you have money in your bank account that was your tax money, and the Kohanim paid it for you, so that money now belongs to the Kohanim. You have to give it to the Kohanim. But if you ate payers of Truma, you can't say for sure that you made a profit. Maybe you would have gone hungry. You know, like the story of Herschel Astropola. It was a Hasidic mythic character. He was like Batkin by all the. You never, I don't know if you ever heard of Herschel Astropola. The Chassidim tell stories about Herschel Astropola. So they tell a story. He once came to town and he said he came to the inn. He didn't have any money. He was an itinerant guy. He comes to the inn and he says, you know, give me supper or else I'm going to do what my father did. First, everybody gets scared. Who knows what his father did? So they give him something to eat. And then he says he wants more. Otherwise, he's going to do what his father did. So the kids, he has to give him till he's full. So finally, they muster up the courage and they say, so what was it exactly? What did your father do? So he said he went to bed hungry. So that's it. You know, he could go to bed hungry. So that's not called mishtashle. That's the Taisus. Ask the Tzais. So how come by tochav lo devesa bliya you have a chi of nena? He could have gone hungry. So Tzais says nena and mishtashle are two different things. Nena doesn't need that you should be, it doesn't matter that you could have gone hungry. Bottom line is you were nene. But nene has other conditions. Taisa says in Baba Kama and Kuf Aleph that nene is only by, if you have anos haguf or anos behemtoi, or you did some kind of or you did a Taisa like this. Taisa says, I'll sum this up in a second. But Taisa says in Chul and Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph that the Chiyuv Nene is only where either it was Alidei Maisuf, like Dar B'chotzesh Chaver Yishlami Daitoi, or Maisuf Behemtoi, like Shem B'shus Rabim, or at least at Anos HaGuf, like by Tochav L'Chaver Yishlami Sabliya. But if you don't have any of those ingredients, then there's no Chiyuv Nene. So by Onsuv Yisamelech Gonoi, it wasn't Alidei Maisuf, it wasn't Alidei Maisuf Behemtoi, and he didn't have Anos HaGuf. So really it's not a Chiyuv Nene. What is it? It's a different Chiyuv, a Chiyuv of Mishtar Shilei. Different kind of chiyuv. Mishtar shilei is only if he and mishtar shilei, put the two things together, the two taisusim together. So you have a taisusim in Baba Kama Kuf Aleph that says for neder has to be either alidei maisiv or maisiv behemti or anos haguf. On the other hand, we have a taisusim chulun that says by mishtar shilei that if he could have gone hungry, it's not called mishtar shilei. So by the taxes, you know, you have to pay taxes. So that's mishtar shilei. But the fact that you could have saved money on supper, that's not called mishtar shilei. Each one has a condition that the other one doesn't have. Nene has conditions that have to be alidei ma'isuf or ma'isuf behemti or anos haguf. That's a condition you don't have by mishtar shilei. On the other hand, by mishtar shilei, there's a condition that has to be certain, a certain profit. But if he could have gone hungry, so that's not called mishtar shilei. But it's still nene because the ma'isuf had anos. So that's what the tzoi over there explains. It really bears on the original question of Mamoni Gamach. The tzoi says in Reish Mem Vav that you see from this whole picture over here that mishtar shilei and that are two different things entirely. Mishtar shilei is we had a clear profit. I would have had to pay taxes, and you know, I couldn't go hungry and not pay taxes. Taxes is taxes, and I had a clear profit, so I have to pay. So that's clearly a mamoning above. I have money now in my bank account that was earmarked for taxes and was paid for the kayanim. So for that, I have to pay the kayanim. That's mamash a clear transfer of value from the kayanim to me, and I have to pay it back. That's called mishtar shilei. That you don't have by tochav l'bevei sabliya. Who says I would have had supper? So now I'm full from chayla. Very nice, but maybe I wouldn't have had supper anyway. You can't say I have a clear profit of dollars and cents. I had an experience, but a profit of dollars and cents, that's mishtar shilei, that you don't have. Because mishtar shilei is a profit in dollars and cents. I profited money from the payers of the kahana. That's mishtar shilei. So that's where there's a clear profit of money, like by taxes. Like talking with Chaver Beisabliya, I don't know if I was marbiach any money. Maybe I wouldn't have had any supper at all. If I don't know, you know, I would have gone hungry and saved money that way. So I can't say I had a clear profit of money, but I had an experience of hanah. If I would have gone hungry, I would have been hungry. Now I have all of this hanah of having chaylev in my stomach. So that's already that's a different thing. I have the experience of hanah. That's not mishtar shilei. That's a different chiyuv of nene. That has its own limitations. It has to be anos haguf or alidei maisuf. Or Maisa Behemtoi, and that's the parsha of Nana. So the Psoys divides up the two different parshas. So this is really the background to this Chakira. You know, Mishashli is clearly a Mamani Gabach. Is Nana also a Mamani Gabach, but it's a different form of Mamani Gabach with different rules? Or maybe the pshat in this distinction is that Mishashli is Hakim Mamani Gabach, and Nana has absolutely nothing to do with Mamani Gabach. So that's the background. Again, I'm not saying any Devarim Brurim. Just try any clear halachos over here. Just, I guess this is, I really wasn't planning to talk about this too much, but just some background. So let's sum up the whole thing. Maybe we'll start with the tzoi and we'll work in the other direction, and that'll be maybe that'll make it also clearer. We have two concepts in the Gemara. Rashkof Rishon, they seem to be the same. The Tzoi points out that apparently, look at the details, they're really not the same. Right. We have one concept called Mishtashile. Mishtashile, that's the Gemara about Onsu Beisamelech Gronel in Chulun Kuf Lamed Aleph, that you had payers of Truma, and the tax collectors came and took it, so you were clearly Marbiach money, so you have to pay that to the Kehan. That's called Mishtashile. Tzoi says that's one concept. Taisa says that that's limited to where there's a clear profit. If you eat pears of truma, Taisa says, don't say mishtashli that you saved on your supper bill, because who said you would have had supper? So it's not a debit profit. Taxes is certain, so that's called mishtashli. So Mishtashli has a limitation that it has to be a clear prophet. Nene, that's another one. That's the concept of Mishtashli. Then we have another concept called Nene, where Hashem is Shusarabim, and Darba Chotzer Chaveri Shemitaytoy, and Tochav LeChaveri BeBeis Abliyo. We have all these gemaras that you have to pay for Hano. Those gemaras, they don't have that limitation of Mishtashli. They don't have to be a clear prophet. Tochav LeChaveri BeBeis Abliyo, there's no clear prophet. Maybe I would have gone hungry. Darba Chotzer Chaveri Shemitaytoy, maybe I would have slept on a park bench. Even Shemesh is Rabbim, so I wouldn't have fed my short tonight, maybe. So you don't, by Nene, you don't have that condition of there having to be a clear prophet. On the other hand, Nene has a, Tosa says that Nene has its own conditions. Nene has a condition that has to be either Alide Maisuv, and Maisuv Behemtoy, or Anos Kufa. Tosa in Baba Kama Kuf Aleph. So either Alide Maisuv, like Dor B'chatzah Chaver Shlemidaitoy, or Maisuv Behemtoy, like Shemesh is Rabbim, or Hanos Gufoy, like Tochav LeChaver Beis Abliya Agamara. Otherwise, it's not called Nene. Mishtashli doesn't have those conditions. Mishtashli onto Beis Melech Gronoi, the tax collectors came and took the Truma. That was not Alidei Maisiv, wasn't Alidei Maisiv Behemtei, and it wasn't Hanos Aguf. So you see that these are obviously, that's the Ksois Yishmin Bob. The Ksois points out that these are obviously different kinds of halachas with different requirements. Each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. Each one has a kula that the other one doesn't have. Mishtashli on the one end doesn't have to be Anos Aguf, doesn't have to be Alidei Maisuv, but it does have to be a clear, definite prophet like taxes. On the other hand, Nene doesn't have to be a clear and definite prophet, but it has to be Alidei Maisuv and Maisuv Behemtei or Anos Gufa. So that's the choice, that these are two different worlds. So now the Chayim have a question. Mishtashule, clearly the idea behind Mishtashule is that it's Mimani Gamach. I mean, the Rishonim already say that if the tax collectors took the Truma, so it's like I sold the Truma. So this money is the Chayim's money. So if I saved money on my taxes because the IRS took the Chayim's Truma, took the Chayim's payers, so now the money that I have in the bank that would have had to go for taxes, that's the Chayim's money. That's clearly a concept of Mimani Gamach. But Nene, the Ksais points out, is different. It has different rules, it has different chumras, it has different kulas. It's a different kind of halacha. So is that taka an altogether different concept that has nothing to do with Mimani Gamach? And then we have to know, like, where does it come from? You know, where does this Chiv Nene come from? It's not a Pashtun Torah anywhere. Rav Shimon says maybe we somehow derive it from the Elo. Or is there room to say, some want to say that maybe this is also a kind of Mimani Gamach, but it's a different kind of Mimani Gamach. This is a Mimani Gamach that I saved money in the bank, and that doesn't need to be Hanos Aguf, because Lamaisa I have money in the bank, but it has another stringency, a different stringency that has to be definite, that I definitely have a profit in the bank, a clear profit, because there would have been taxes no matter what. And maybe Nen is a different kind of, it's a Mimani Gamach, but it's a different kind of Mimani Gamach. Not a Mimani Gamach of money in the bank. Who says I gained any money in the bank? I would have gone hungry and saved on supper anyway. But it's a different kind of profit, that I profited the Hano itself. So the Hano itself is now, maybe it's not in my bank, but it's in my belly. So the Hano itself is somehow something that I've, a Mimoini Gaboch. It's Shavius of the Bialim that's sitting, not in my bank account, because again, I could have skipped supper, but it's money of the Bialim that's sitting in my belly. So maybe that's also a kind of Mimoini Gaboch that has its own limitations. It has to be Alidei Maisuv or Hano Saguf, otherwise it's not really cool. It's such an intangible thing. It doesn't become tangible if it's not through a Maisuv or if it's out of my belly. So maybe, but maybe this is still, again, a different kind of Mimoni Gamach, but maybe still related to the concept of Mimoni Gamach. So that's the Shaila and Achayna. We're not really learning those sugyas. We're not coming here to be Mechia, that Shaila. But that's the background to this question of the Achayna. Mishtashali is definitely a Mimoni Gamach kind of concept. Nene is certainly different. It has different rules, it has different parameters. Is Nene an altogether different concept unrelated to the whole idea of Mimoni Gamach? Or is Nene a variation on a theme? It's also Mimoni Gamach, but it's a different kind of Mimoni Gamach. It's the Mimoni Gamach, not money in the bank, but of chaylev in my belly. That's also kind of Mimoni Gamach. My animal is chaylev in my belly. Or I'm happy that my animal got fed. Well, maybe I wouldn't have fed the animal, but I'm happy that the animal got fed. It certainly is valuable to me that my animal got fed. And where I was door because I had a night in a nice house. I could have slept on a park bench, but I had a night in a pleasant house. You know, door because of chaver shlemi daite. So it's not money in the bank necessarily, but it's certainly something that I had, and maybe that's also a kind of memayni kabach. So that's the shaila nachayin. Ka'omer, if you're going to learn that nene is memayni kabach, so then you have a rabbach berso or an asugi that it comes out of chiddush din that you have kimli the rabbi name memayni kabach. You know, presumably you can have kimli the rabbi name by mishtashile as well. But that would be an interesting question. What would be if at that moment when onso meis melech gronoi he was also chayiv misa, he became chayiv misa at the same second. And Kimlin Rabbanu doesn't have to be the same Isa, as long as it's the same second. That's what we'll see later on. Would there be Kimlin Rabbanu? Bashka, you know, Sfari would say no. It's Memani Gabach. What does that have to do with Kimlin Rabbanu? But if you learn that Nene is also Memani Gabach, and it says in Agamor that it's Kimlin Rabbanu and Nene, so that's what Baruch Perez Aura, that you see over here in Chiddush, that there could be Kimlin Rabbanu and Memani Gabach too.
Maybe that's why you need both.
What?
If they're both Memani Gabach, maybe that would be like an
I'm not following.
Why can't you just say like the concept of money got off, and then the Baruch Hu includes all these following cases where you have to say mishtarshel?
Well, but they definitely have different. They definitely work by different rules. That the Tzais points out, they have different rules. Mishtarshel is only when it's definite, but it doesn't have to be al yedei ma'aseh b'hemtei ra'anasa guf. Then there has to be al yedei ma'aseh b'hemtei ra'anasa guf, but it doesn't have to be a definite prophet. No, so good. I'll say that's good for the shaila. It could be that's evidence that they're talking not both memani gabach, or maybe they are both memani gabach, but they're memani gabach in a different way. There's a memani gabach that I have money in the bank. Your money is in my bank account. That's the memani gabach that's called mishtashile. And then there's a different kind of memani gabach, the memani gabach of nene. That's not money in my bank account because I'm not necessarily any richer from talking about chaver b'beis avliya. Who said I would have had supper? Could have gone hungry. So you can't say that I'm richer. But I'm enriched. Well, I'm not richer in the bank, but I'm enriched because I had a pleasurable experience that has value to me. I don't have to be hungry. No, I would have had to be hungry. Now I'm not hungry. So that's value to me. It's not money in my bank account, but it has value to me. Maybe that's also kind of a money gabach. But for such an intangible to be called the value, maybe it has it has to be aliday maisa. If it's not aliday maisa, maybe it's too ephemeral to have any value. Again, I'm just. No, it's speculating, but it's speculation that the chayim do, that the chayim make. I mean, I'm just giving you the picture. Okay, fine. What time is it? I think we have to stop. We're going to start. Yeah.
Isn't the Esther Asra Torah Gemara relevant also because as a spirit that is kimlet?
That's that nenes. Chirus is a real ischayvus. That we know what it is. That's ischayvus. No, that's not memayni kabach. That's an obligation. Why is that memayni kabach?
It's a different sort of thing.
I mean, why do you say he's nene?
That's how mamon is.
No. It's much. You're probably. It could be that if he. Let's say by Esnan. It could be that even if he would never stipulate any price, then he would have to pay us nene if she didn't give him permission. Yeah, I mean theoretically, I guess it's possible.
Wait,
if somebody's ma'anis a woman, if somebody's ma'anis a woman, he should. And if there be no chiyuv in the nene is always. First of all, nene is much less than a regular tashlumin, because you don't have to pay the value of the thing itself. Mashal, if somebody's ma'anis a lady, so he has to pay kram and boshes and sar, and he has to pay nizikin. So he doesn't pay nene because that's subsumed in all the tashlum that he has to in. But Lu Yitzur, you would have a case where you know you didn't have any of those chiyuvim. Would you still have to pay for nene? Yeah, I mean that's a very hypothetical. I don't. Nene is if the mashal if you shemish you say yochid doesn't pay for nene. It doesn't have to. Paying shemish yochid pays for mazik, pays the full amount. You don't have to pay nene on top of that. This may be an interesting shaila. That might also actually bear on our sugya a little bit. That's an interesting shaila. Why not? If somebody's taka, we'll stop and think about that for a second. We have maybe 37. When you're with shemish, you say yochid. So you have to pay, right, storm shutzim. You don't pay nene, you pay mazik, which is much more. You pay the full value. Why don't you have to pay for nene too?
Isn't it absolutely
what?
Isn't it like
yours
in the.
What do you think?
Yeah, don't give you yours then. Just like you're paying for the hezek, now you have the object. And then you have
okay, right. So that could be. Right. So maybe the shot is that when you pay for the object. Like if we'll say this, that nene is memani gabach. If we'll say that Nen is Mamani Gabach, I mean, by Masik, it does not become yours. The object does not become, we're going to have to explain. No. If you're Mamani somebody's behemoth, the behemoth doesn't become yours. It's not like Gneva, where you get Kinyonic Gneva in the behemoth. You're Masik the behemoth, and you know, and now it's worth half as much, because now it's lame, the behemoth doesn't become yours. But maybe you could still say that if Nen is Mamani Gabach, what does that mean? That means, you know, so let's say shame is just a bit. Let's talk about, again, we're talking about shame. You know, my animal ate a cake in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Rosh Hashanah, rather. So you have to pay for Nene. Because even though there's no Chiyuv Masik over here, but at the end of the day, this Hano that my animal got, or that I got through my animal having it, is came out of your cake, and therefore, in some sense, the value of the cake has transferred to me. You know, the cake had value. I don't pay the full value of the cake, because the full value of the cake didn't transfer to me. I don't know. But it's included, the value of the, but whatever value I did get from the Hanah came out of the cake, and to that extent it's a Mamayni Gabach. So then I understand, right, so now we're raising, so then I understand very well why when you have Shemesh HaYochid, an animal goes into Shemesh HaYochid and eats the cake, and then I have to pay for the whole cake as Mazik, so I don't have to pay for Mamayni Gabach also. Because I don't have to pay for Nene also. Because Nene, what is Nene? Nene is just a little bit of value of the cake that transferred to me through the Hanah. I'm paying for the whole value of the cake. Because I'm a Mazik. Or my behemoth is a Mazik. So obviously I don't have to pay for that and for Nene as well. On top of that, that wouldn't make any sense. But if you hold that Nene is some kind of independent chiyuv of its own, you know, like of Shimon, some kind of independent chiyuv of its own that's not midin memayni gaboch. So then, lechayr, that's a very nice question. When you have shemesh hasayochid, so yes, you have to pay for the cake. Why don't you have to pay for the cake plus for the hana? Which obviously is not true. You pay for the cake, you don't pay for the hana. But why is that so? Why is every shemesh hasayochid? Why doesn't he have to pay double? Pay for the cake as mazik and pay for the hana because of this new passion mechudeshes of nene. For some reason, that's not true. To the extent that you pay as mazik, you don't have to pay for nene on top of that. It's going to be again a Gemara by Lasse Kanya. You know, it's posted in the Gemara that once you chew up the truma, you don't have to pay for the Hanoi afterwards. That when it goes down, so why not? When you chewed up the truma, you were a mazik, so you have to pay for mazik. But later on, when it goes down, there should be a separate chiyuv for Nene, and that came with Ramane and that. So the answer apparently is that somehow it's axiomatic that once you pay for mazik, you don't have to pay anymore for. You don't have to pay any more for Nen. But tactically, what's the mechanism of that? Again, if it's Memani Gabach, I understand it. But if it's not Memani Gabach, then it's not so clear to me why don't you have a double jeopardy? Pay for Mazik and pay for Nen too. You have your hand up.
Because he's right, then Tobio says that Memani Gabach means that you're right then. When you pay for it, then it's like you own the object. So then you end up in your own values.
No, 100% I'm saying, if it's Memani Gabach, then I understand. Maybe there's a yisoid over here that if you mazik something, then somehow it becomes yours.
When you fully destroy it.
Right. Maybe Taka says in the Gemara yisoid that when you mazik something fully, that it somehow becomes yours. You don't have to pay any longer.
The Ritvan Sukkah.
That seems to be what it says in Ritvan Sukkah. Ritvan Sukkah. I think people have to go. But that maybe that may say that you're saying the Ritvan Sukkah.
Yeah. That I put it. What?